breaking it up.
Well, South Australia is on the cusp of a civil construction boom, but the big concern is whether we are going to be able to fill all of the jobs that are required. And those concerns are even greater now because on the 1st of January this year, the Australian Apprenticeship Priority List was released. That's the federal government's list identifying all the occupations that are going to receive government support. And bafflingly, once again, the civil trades were excluded. It's of huge concern to the Civil Contractors Federation. We're joined now by Rebecca Pickering, their CEO. Rebecca, you must have been scratching your head when this list came out because we've got something like $24 billion worth of infrastructure work that's set to start in SA, yet with a shortage of young, talented workers in these areas already, how was it that civil trades ended up being excluded from the priority occupations list?
You're right, David. It's absolutely astounding that the civil trades are left off this list. And just for your listeners, civil trades are our workers and our apprentices that fix our roads, move our earth, build the foundations for our homes. It's absolutely incredible with all the work that we've got planned for the state that these apprentices aren't actually supported. And when you look at the list, those that are actually listed, it's absolutely incredible. You've got picture framers there, and yet you don't have road construction apprentices. It's just crazy.
So when you talk about this list, this is the thing that's often linked to skilled migration as well, isn't it? So it's things like hairdressers or chefs. But looking at the list of projects that we've got, I mean, one of the biggest that's still going, obviously, is Torrens to Darlington. And then on top of that, at some point, we're going to build a brand spanking new women's and children's hospital. The government's trying to increase housing stock. Like, all of those jobs come under your sort of purview, don't they?
They're all apprenticeships that are actually listed under our specialisation for our particular trade. So tunnelling, the hydrogen plant, Northern Water, the state housing initiatives, even defence. Nothing happens in the state without civil contractors getting in and moving the earth in the first instance, and laying pipes and foundations for these structures and infrastructure. So for us, we'll continue to push on. This isn't something that's new for the federal government. We've been talking about this for years, and every year we ask for consideration. So it's not something that's just popped up overnight. And we'll continue to push on to find a solution. If you're talking to state government, to find that support and others and see what we can do to ensure that South Australia has what it needs.
So just to be clear, it's obviously a lot of these projects involve the state government, but in terms of the identification of which apprenticeships are priorities, that's a federal government thing, isn't it?
For this particular funding list, yes. It's a skills priority list link as well, where most of those trades, all of those trades are identified as shortage. So it's absolutely extraordinary that these trades haven't been picked up and brought across onto this priority list. And we're not talking, a few dollars. It's $10,000 for the apprentice for cost of living support and $15,000 for the employer to actually employ these apprentices. And on top of that, there's a trade support loan of $20,000. And for our apprentices that are required to move all over the state to do all the work that's required, it's absolutely incredible that these kids can't get the support, these apprentices can't get the support to do this work.
It does seem really weird. I mean, I've heard the Premier talk a lot about, and before the AUKUS deal was announced, I can remember him talking about how South Australia stood ready, willing and able to help to that end. And, you know, obviously a huge part of that is going to be making sure that all of the Osborne shipbuilding facilities are up and running. So I don't know how, on the one hand, you can have a state government that's talking about getting back to more of an old-fashioned approach to, you know, vocational schools, a bit like the days when we had tech colleges and everything else at Goodwood and Mitchell Park and that, and for the federal government to take their eye off the ball so much with this?
Definitely. And Minister Boyer has been supportive of our plight. He has been writing to Minister O'Connor federally, backing in the need for civil apprentices here in South Australia. And certainly across the board in South Australia, we employ, as of March last year, about 530 apprentices in this space. So, and we need so many more. Yeah. So certainly state government has been supportive. We just need to do better and actually get the outcomes that we need.
Mm. Rebecca Pickering there, the Chief Executive Officer of the Civil Contractors Federation. Thanks for that, Rebecca.
No problem.